Well, it's always the goal of the sheriff's office, and I think anyone, to make sure that we make it through the holidays safe. There are a number of reasons why we have concerns about long weekends and a Monday for the 4th, because that gives everybody Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday to celebrate. And the weekends, when people are off, you know, there's going to be folks headed to the water, folks headed to the pools. There's going to be a lot of people looking to have a good time. Certainly, people will partake in alcohol. And certainly people are going to try to light fireworks, because it is the celebration of the birth of our country, and we're excited about that, and we want them to celebrate. But we do want them to celebrate responsibly. And first and foremost, alcohol and fireworks do not mix, neither does alcohol and driving. So we are stepping up patrols. There will be, not just in Orange County, but across the state, increased number of law enforcement officers, including numerous DWI teams that are working 24 hours a day for several days to make sure that those who get out on the highway and break the laws are held accountable. The other thing that we have to consider is the fact that folks are going to travel to South Carolina, buy those fireworks, and bring them back up here. Consumer fireworks are terribly dangerous. The company that sells them, and that's the end of it. And whatever happens when you bring them home is on you. And we know that they're hot, we know that they explode, we know they do damage, and we know you cannot hit rewind. So we should certainly help that, or hope that people, if they want to take part in fireworks activities, that they go see a professional put on a show. There are several shows available close by. There'll be things on television that they can watch. If they just feel like they need to be there, they can certainly travel to Keenan, and it's free for everyone, and they ask that you make a $5 donation, and I think people spend way more than that at their local fast food establishment for lunch. So if they want to have a good family outing, that's the way to do it, and to be safe. So those are the concerns we have. And then again, I mentioned the waterways and the lakes and our pools. Please, please, please keep an eye on the kids when they're at the swimming pool. Please vote responsibly. We know that there are going to be task force teams on the water as well. So this is a celebration we want to be happy about when it's over, not all gathering to mourn the loss of someone or have to spend some time in the emergency room getting somebody's hand put back together.
What kind of challenge does that pose in terms of what you want everybody to do versus looking at everything through a realistic lens as well, and knowing that you're going to have these issues to deal with?
Well, again, you go back to responsible behavior. Certainly we know that people are going to acquire fireworks. Certainly we know they're going to set them off. One would want to certainly be mindful of the fact that the fuses may travel faster than they think. Certainly don't hold it in your hand and light it. Allow yourself room to get away from it once it is lit. Make certain that there are not combustibles around the area that you are setting the fireworks off in, and make certain that those people that are with you that are watching your so-called fireworks demonstration are not so close that if a firework strays off, it'll hit them. So responsibility and just thinking ahead of what can possibly go wrong, planning for that and hoping that it doesn't go wrong.
And certainly still encouraging people to go take it in with everyone else at some of these bigger festivities, of course. So,
absolutely, absolutely.
Any other things that we have not talked about, parting messages for everybody heading into the weekend?
Well, I think there's a certain amount also of tolerance that everyone must have in recognizing that this is a celebration, that people are going to set off fireworks, and, you know, the 911 calls are going to come in to us about, you know, people setting off fireworks. We respond to all of them. Just be mindful that, you know, this is the 4th of July. It is a celebratory time. There will be fireworks. The one thing that I would caution folks about is shooting guns into the air. We've said this over and over, and we have to talk about it at 4th of July and New Year's. You fire a round in the air, that round's got to come down somewhere. And it comes down with some velocity and can do some damage. And we just would encourage folks, please, please, please do not shoot firearms into the air just to be making noise. If you don't have any other way to celebrate, go buy some blanks, but do not fire live rounds into the air what goes up certainly comes down.